Yesterday on the program, we introduced you to Dan Marr, a New York City police officer who spent a year training Iraqi soldiers. He was a drill sergeant. He taught Iraqi recruits how to search for weapons and defend themselves against insurgents.
And in his spare time, he used a micro cassette recorder to tape daily life in Iraq. Now Marr has returned to New York and his job with the NYPD. Here now is an audio diary from Dan Marr as he tries to adjust to life back at home.
They say, how was it? And I say, oh, it was good. And they say, what? I say, yeah, it was really important that we were there. And they're shocked. It's like I just hit them with something, you know? And I say, you know, once they recover, I say, what's the matter? What are you all freaked out about? They say, oh, I've never met anybody, so it was good to be. I say, yeah.
Well, Sergeant Wyszynski has made sure the vehicle started properly. I'm just narrating.
They come up with these things. I say, dude, have you ever talked to a person from Iraq? They see, and I guess I've seen it too, the streets packed with people with protest signs saying, America out of Iraq. I never saw that. I never saw it once, and I was in the Sunni Triangle. And the people I met there that were Sunnis, that were supposed to be these anti-American, no. They were like, oh, we need running water, we need the school rebuilt, we need electricity for the hospital. I said, well, let's see what we can do. Yeah, we're working with these people.
To the checkpoints, I'd rather get Jersey or rather, you ever seen those Alaskan barriers?
Over there, I was really important.
They're like Jersey barriers, but they're...
Yeah, I made major decisions in a town, like the head of the town had come to me because I was in charge of Company 4, and Company 4 ran the checkpoint that controlled his town. We were the Grizzly team. We were famous in Samarra.
Hey, have you ever thought about joining the Iraqi army? Yes, I'm a Iraqi.
Wow, I couldn't believe how easy it was to recruit people for the army. I had no idea. And it was a matter of, I'd come into a town and I'd ask the people, you know, what do you guys do for money around here? He says, oh, nothing, we have no money. I said, well, what do you do? I said, well, we got a couple of goats. I said, oh, and they had to buy their water. I said, well, why don't you join the Iraqi army, the Iraqi police force? The government is starting up now, and we need people to come and work and make some money. I mean, you make big money compared to what you have here. We had 440 men signed up inside of 3 days.
Yeah, I said it before, I'll say it again. If I wanted to sit around and do nothing, I could have done that with my wife and kids at home, you know? You're going to send me out here. Don't send me out here and tell me to sit on my hands.
You make yourself useful, everybody's in your immediate vicinity, and you feel like you had a good day, and when you go to bed that night, you feel like you did something, you accomplished something, you're worthwhile, you helped somebody out.
Because when I got the tank here,
yeah. One bad thought.
One male stop, going on Putnam and Broadway.
And adjusting back to work is just, I'm bored. And I hear people say that, you know, I've heard that before from people coming back from deployments, that it's boring now.
10-4.
I just go out looking for drugs and guns and gang activity and things like that.
Why didn't they take the money?
They left the PSP, they left their cell phones, their jackets, everything.
It's so much fun chasing. I chased somebody last night and I caught him. It was great. And he didn't have anything on him. But he said, why'd you run? He says, I thought you were trying to kill me. And meanwhile, I'm wearing this hat, an Irish hat, and like wire rimmed glasses. Like, what'd you think? It was a Westie coming to get you? What the hell? So he laughed, you know, and he was good humored about it. But that's fun, you know, running, you know, and there's guns on the street, and there's all kinds of bad things happening. The adrenaline's pumping, and you're catching people. But is it useful? I don't know. It's fun. Someone was talking about an ER episode where one of the doctors, a veteran medic or something, he comes back and visits some friends of his who are over there, and he comes and tells his wife or his girlfriend or something. He says, I have to go back. And it's like such a big, shocking, dramatic thing. I said, come on, of course he wants to go back. It's exciting. It's life. It's being useful. It's being useful.
New York City police officer Dan Marr, and you can hear the first part of his audio diary. It's on our website, npr.org. His story was produced by Marianne McCune of member station WNYC.